They don't do it much anymore, I don't suppose, but back in the days when people used to take a young baby walking, they might push him around in a what?
In a carriage.
Okay.
Or stroller.
Carriage, yeah, they're two different things. A carriage is the young baby.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
The tiny baby, we had one.
If you had a girl instead of a boy, and he's your son, a girl would be your...
Daughter.
Okay. Do you hope to have a girl, or are you going to stop with one boy?
It doesn't matter. Just another healthy child.
Let's see. In the old days, when women had their babies at home, an older woman who might come in to help with the birth was called what?
Midwife, I think
they were called. If a child looks very much, it has features very much like his father, you say, well, that boy certainly...
looks like his father.
Okay.
Or favors his father.
Okay. She has... Would you say reared, raised, or brought up three children?
Raised.
Okay. An illegitimate child is referred to as a what?
An orphan.
An illegitimate child. Now, an orphan's both parents are dead.
An adopted child.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do you ever hear the term...
Actually, they're orphans until they're adopted,
right.
Though.
All right. Do you ever hear the term bastard for an illegitimate child?
It's in slang.
Okay. Your sister's son, if you had a sister and has...
He would be my nephew.
Okay. An orphan, before he's adopted, or I guess even after he's adopted, will be assigned a... On the forms it says get the signature of either a parent or...
Guardian.
Yeah. Your mother and father and your aunts and uncles and everybody connected with you are referred to as your...
Family.
Okay. You ever call them relatives or kinfolks or anything?
No, not really.
If somebody is not related to you, they might say, well, aren't you her cousin? And you'd say, no, she's no... You say no relation or no kin?
No relation.
Okay.
Back to the other question, I guess you... I wouldn't say... I would say my family, thinking of all these, you know, all of my relatives, but you would also say these are my relatives.
Okay. It won't bother your smoke.
No.
This is
thank you for asking. My husband is just sends me up the wall sometimes with smoking.
I don't smoke cigarettes. I've just done it this trip because my pipes are too much trouble with food. Cigarette smoke, if I'm not smoking, it drives me crazy, so it makes me a little conscious.
Well, I've never smoked. My husband does. He had tuberculosis and had to stop smoking. He certainly did, and the doctor said that it was all right, so he would like to quit, though.
Well, did he have to, was he confined?
He thought it was a flu, and it kept reoccurring. He had it three or four times within one winter. And we lived in Anniston, and the doctors there, you know, just gave him medicine for a flu.
Yeah.
And we came home to see a doctor here, and he hospitalized him the very day we came down. And Dr. was called in on the case, and he was hospitalized on Saturday and Wednesday. They told him he had tuberculosis. And we would tease. We thought it was the Hong Kong flu, and we would tease because he had the skin test, and we would say, well, we know it's not this. You know, he and I just guessing those 3 days they were testing him for everything. And it was in his pleural cavity, therefore not in the lung.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not contagious, but the germ is still there and could be reactivated. He has to, the main thing he has to be careful of is too much sun exposure will activate the germ. But he's on medication the rest of his life, and he was only hospitalized, I think, 10 days and then recuperated 3 months. And from then on, he's been fine.
And he doesn't have to worry about overexerting or anything like that?
Well, if he does, his chest hurts. And when there's a change in weather, it will bother him just a little. But Dr. Rusakoff said he wouldn't get it. It would not reoccur any more than you and I would contact tuberculosis.